following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb, here to talk to you about P90X. Take a good gander. Look at yourself in the mirror. What do you think? You like what you see? How if I told you you can love what you see? Don't give me the, my genetics won't allow me to have a six or an eight pack. Don't give me the, hey, I can lose a little bit of weight and get in pretty good shape when I can get you in great shape. It's called P90X. 12 DVDs, 90 days, you commit, you'll change your body, you'll change your life, you'll change how you feel. You'll look at yourself in the mirror, and maybe you like what you see now, but you're going to love what you see. You're going to go from being a in-shape guy to that guy, the guy that everyone wants to look like when they get into the gym, chiseled, cut, in shape, in the best shape of your life. You can do it with P90X. You got to buy in, you got to commit, you got to decide, you will in fact succeed. Call 800-917-7348. That's 800-917-7FIT. Or visit ESPNRadio.com/Doug now. Again, 800-917-7FIT or ESPNRadio.com/Doug.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to Monday Doug and Daddy Show, coming at you right here from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us. We're going to recap the weekend in sports. I know the girls' basketball pairings have all been set by now. Teams from the area excited to go down there and vie for a state championship. Also, you know, you go a lot of different directions to start off with what happened over the weekend. And I know there's 13 of you out there that going, God, the biggest news is that Jeff Gordon getting back in the winner's circle. The Rainbow Warrior, first time in 2 years. Is that right? 2 years? Anyway, so there you go.
That concludes the NASCAR portion of the show.
That concludes the NASCAR portion of the show. You're absolutely right on there. Husker basketball, of course. Well, not of course, in my mind.
Are you ready?
No.
I think on this February the 28th, it's your time. It's time. It's time to make amends.
What's there to make amends about? I was cheering for my team.
I think it's time for you to apologize for just berating me for 2 months here about how this basketball team is the greatest and will make the dance and all that, and not anything to do with cheering for them because I was cheering for them.
I don't know apologize if I ever berate. I don't know if I'm.
Oh, my goodness.
I just stand up for my team. Either cheer for
your
them.
Your team. How many games have you been to
cheer
in the last
for
10
them,
years?
Cheer for them or leave them alone. Don't just sit there and hack on the whole year.
No. You can't leave him alone. Everybody wanted to talk about him. Everybody wanted to jump on the bandwagon. Remember, there's plenty of room.
There's still plenty of room. They'll take every fan they can get.
Again?
Well, you got that to talk about. Mike Elsevier is going to join us. They do this little radio show in Omaha. Some people have heard of it. Some people haven't. It's called Unsportsmanlike Conduct.
He's a geek when it comes to NFL.
Yes. Combine.
And college. When it comes to watching tape, recruits, all that kind of. And the NFL Combine, obviously, right up there. He's a guy that will sit there and analyze it and break it down. And every Husker and all the other good guys. But don't skip. I thought maybe we could end February. And again, start March as a lamb, you know, go in like a lamb for March and get all of our air our grievances here today. Tony, I'm sorry. That's embarrassing what happened Saturday. Everything that we thought about this basketball team is out the window. Great defensive team. Great effort. Doesn't score a lot. Battles. Kind of winning the games they're supposed to win this year. You gave up I know it went overtime. You gave up 83, including the 11 in the overtime period, to the worst team in the conference. They had won 10 in a row. You knew they were gunning for you. We talked about it on Friday's show. You knew they were gunning for you because it was like their only chance to win another game. And if they weren't ready in the first 10, 15 minutes of this game, that's on the coach. That's on the players. That's embarrassing. You don't do that at the collegiate Division I level. You know, maybe you're sad that you lost to Kansas State. You know what? Kansas State's red hot. You still got a chance to win some basketball games. It should have been easier to beat Iowa State on the road than Kansas State at home, and it wasn't. And Lance Jeter even gives you another great effort, puts you on his back like you always talk about. It says, come on, guys, you get on my back, here we go. Well, all 11 were on his back and dragging him down. You got to overtime, and you couldn't get it done in overtime. I mean, for as bad or as tough as the first half was, you did get it to overtime, and you can't find a way to win. Tony, I'm sorry. It's the same old song and dance, and I don't know why we pay attention to this team.
Well, then Doc Sadler's got to be fired. It's plain and simple. If it's the same old thing, he's got to be fired. As much support as Tom Osborne's given him and saying that he doesn't have anything to worry about this year or next year, he's got to be fired.
Love to get your thoughts, folks. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. With the Oscars last night, I knew you were going to have a hard time apologizing today. So to apologize for you, we have brought in one of the great superstars. You went and saw his movie this weekend.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
I'll leave it with this so we don't harp on it and use the whole show up, although we'd love to hear from you. I said at the beginning of the year. I said it last year. I'm not saying it to say that I'm right, although I am on this issue. I just don't know what you do with this program. I don't know what you do with this program. They did not. The Texas win now is not a signature win. The Texas win now is not a signature win. They blow a 20-some point lead against Colorado. They're free-falling, and you can't capitalize on it as a program against a team that you were a little bit worse than at the time you played in Kansas State and supposedly a lot better than on Saturday in Iowa State. I'm going to tell you this, Tony. Tomorrow is senior night against Missouri. The game means absolutely nothing to this program tomorrow night. So we'll see what the heart is against a team, again, that is supposed to be better than Nebraska. And then you're going to go to Colorado on Saturday, which 2 weeks ago when Nebraska beat Texas and Nebraska was on trying to get on the bubble to get into the NCAA tournament. Well, now that Colorado has put it together, that game is going to mean something to them, and they are going to destroy this Nebraska basketball team because Nebraska has absolutely nothing to play for.
Do you fire him?
No, you don't fire him. Who are you going to bring in? He's doing as good as anybody has. Doc Sadler, again, can't catch a break. The guy can't catch a break. Every year, we have somebody leave the program that was supposed to be one of the best, if not the best, player on the team, whether it was academics, whether they're from overseas. And I know Doc thought, you know what, if I can get a couple of overseas guys in here that nobody else is recruiting and that are good, like Marich, like a Stan Harniger, like Almeida, who hasn't shown, then maybe that'll get us over the hump and I can start to get some other guys and that's how I'll build the program. It hasn't worked. They've been washouts or they don't show up or they want to leave, and I don't think it's because of the campus or because of the coaching staff. It's just that in the head they just weren't wanting to be Nebraska Cornhuskers. And I what do you do with the program? No, you don't fire Doc Sadler. No, you do not fire Doc Sadler.
But if it's the same old every year.
It's been the same old since Danny Nee took this program to an NCAA tournament. And I'm trying to remember if Danny Nee had any real superstars on his team. He found them in a Piatkowski. I mean, let's face it, we had Chubbuck on a couple of weeks ago before he goes in the Hall of Fame. Bruce Chubbuck was good. He wasn't great. He isn't one of the, he's into the Hall of Fame, but that's because he was on that run of teams that did so well. His numbers weren't that great, but he was a gutsy, Baronic and Jeter, maybe the guys on the team this year. They just haven't found the pieces. It's all about recruiting right now with this basketball team. And it's tough to get kids here. It's tough. I don't know why.
It's not like they're young and in the program. We're looking for talent coming into the program. To develop somebody
every year you got to
find. That's 3 years away.
But every year you got to find a quick fix. You got to find somebody that can come in and start. That means a JUCO. That means a transfer. That's where the program's at. And that's what I'm saying. Every year, whoever that guy is doesn't make it to the end of the season for whatever the reason is. Doc can't catch a break. Wasn't Doc's. I mean, you can say if they weren't fired up coming out of the locker room. Maybe some of that's on Doc. I'm guessing he probably had a little speech for the team. I'm guessing he thought that he did what he could. You're grown-up Division I college basketball players. We're not changing your diapers anymore. Get your ass out there and play basketball. This is Iowa State. And that's how they were looking at Nebraska. I'm sure that's what the Mayor Hoiberg said. This is Nebraska, guys. Really? If we can't beat Nebraska at home, don't even bother showing up for practice Monday. I mean, that's what you got to say. Nebraska's program doesn't get any respect. The coaches can say they respect Doc Sadler. Well, sure, they keep beating him. It's sad as much as you want to root for this program. And I have been a Nebraska fan well before anybody thought, oh, well, I'll get a ticket and go to the first game I went to in 6 years. I want this team to win. But that's why I'm on this. That's why I feel the way I do. Every year, they set you up. And then I'm going to tell you what. Will they do it to us one more time? Will this team win their next three? They've got another chance to set us up for a disappointment one more time.
No. No, it's over after Saturday.
Okay.
It's just, I don't know what you do because I want to cheer. I want Doc, and everybody says such great things. He's the hardest working guy, and they work harder and they outwork you. I just, Jacob Pullen is going to be the Big 12 player of the year. I'm convinced of that. He's that good. He took over the game against Missouri. They're on a run. Now I'm thinking that, you know, that's actually a close loss was actually a pretty good loss for Nebraska against Kansas State. But Saturday when they tie up the game and have the lead in overtime, I thought, well, this deal's over. And then you don't score another point, and it's just, I don't know if you got to find somebody, but I don't know what you do. I don't know. Doc's sitting there going, I don't know what I do. The breaks they've caught, they get the Oklahoma game was a huge break with the guy standing on the line. You get a Texas break, they come back and tie the game up from you after being 11 points down. There's been some breaks this team has caught to get where they are on the wins and loss side of things. And I think Oklahoma and Texas immediately stand out.
Well, the first game against Iowa State where they called the foul on the breakaway, which wasn't a foul, but then also the tip-in that goes against them against Texas Tech. Anyway, that's Nebraska basketball. That's Nebraska basketball. Boys district finals tonight. The pairings, I don't know what you do with this. Somewhere somebody is going to get monumentally upset tonight because every game in our area should be a blowout. And we don't talk about high school sports that way very often. St. Cecilia against Centennial. Minden against Ainsworth. And Ainsworth, that of the records, that's the closest. But Ainsworth has been thumped by Minden twice this year. Minden beat him by 40 in the conference championship game. Put up 93 points on him. West Holt-Ravenna. West Holt's 9-15. They get a call under a second to go. They call a foul against Crofton. West Holt's down one. They make two free throws with, I think it was a tenth of a second or four-tenths of a second left on the clock to win that game. Man. Sutton's taking on Southern tonight. I'll be watching and calling the Ravenna-West Holt game on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll have the Minden-Ainsworth game on the Breeze 94.5 FM. St. Cecilia Centennial will be on 1230 KHAS. And then you got a B semifinal tonight, Adams Central and Hastings. That semifinal will be at 6 o'clock on ESPN 1550. We will also have the Kansas State-Missouri game tonight at 8 here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Class D is set for tomorrow. Tony, one thing before we go to our first break, and coming up, Michael Sevier from Unsportsmanlike Conduct in Omaha going to join us to tell us what he thought about the guys that have already went in the NFL Draft Combine on in Indianapolis with more to go. Also, I think we're going to be able to be joined with by Nikki Eckhout, one of the coaches of the girls' teams that are going to state. Amherst is making it for only the second time in school history. I believe we have finally got her set up for the last segment of the show today. But two things. This is the first year that they have went to the Class A hosting basketball districts. North Platte hosted. One of the reasons that the Metro schools wanted this was so that the Kearney, the Hastings, the Grand Island, and the North Platte didn't automatically get somebody in. Well, Kearney and North Platte did nothing to help out the image of outstate Nebraska basketball by losing to a pair of teams that were way below 500 on Saturday night. But I would like to, for one time, say, thank God the NSAA did the right thing. They are not going to make Millard West and Lincoln North Star today get in a bus and travel to North Platte to play this basketball game. They are going to play it at Papillion La Vista South High School tonight. How many times have we sat on this show and said, who is running these organizations? Whether it's the NCAA, Division II, NSAA, what sense does it make? Thank goodness they have come to their senses and made, I mean, let's face it, gas is $3.30-something. If you're in a diesel bus, it's more. Why would you make anybody do that?
Plus,
finally, something sane.
Well, as you know, the money-hungry NSAA finally, we're going to make more money. Oh, that makes sense to us. Yeah, more people will show up. That's a good idea. And we were talking about it last night. We were out for a little bit. You're going, they're going to go out there and they're going to play that game.
Makes my head numb. Makes me want to lay down in my new 4-recliner sectional from Bruce Furniture. You get a hide a seat and body blanket for free right now at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. How about the great deals that they have for you? The sectional includes 2-recliner sofa with drop-down table and cup holders, 2-recliner console sofa with storage and cup holders, connecting corner wedge, proven tough fabric available in 12 different colors, plus a 32-inch LCD TV. How is that possible?
It's a package deal. Plus that little ottoman thing out there that folds into a chair as well.
You're saving nearly $500 on this, folks. The exciting new hide-a-seat. That's what they call it. It's officially a hide-a-seat. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Check out the new deal. Everything you need is within reach at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. We're back with more after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
It's a little FaceTime for hockey fans.
All righty then!
The Old Chicago Storm Hockey Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Fans.
Well, this is your family out of 9 months out of the year.
Players.
Lead by example.
Coaches. Gather in one spot for conversation. Hosted by the voice of the Tri-City Storm, Skip Berry.
Tipsy Skippy, are you kidding me?
The Old Chicago Storm Hockey Show. Live from Kearney's Old Chicago. Mondays at 5 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460, 1550.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine in our forecast today with high pressure sitting overhead. Expect high temperatures in the low 40s. And we'll see clear conditions tonight with a low temperature near 20. I'm weather-eye meteorologist Sam Danieski. Right now, 25.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Fix, make a new redesign.
What did you think of those Oscars last night? Did you watch 1 second of it?
No.
Okay. No. I watched just enough to see who the movie of the year is. That's it. That's it.
Did see Just Go For It over the weekend with Brooklyn Decker, Andy Roddick's smoking hot wife, and Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler.
Man, I wish I'd have had time to see a movie.
Good show.
Cool. Go out and see it. It's time for our three words of the week, which at the end of the week is going to give somebody a Big Dally Deli's combo meal. Big Dally Deli, two locations in Hastings and Top of the Hill, 3905 North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where they have how many sandwiches?
Bazillion.
Bazillion, offering many other menu items, as soups, salads, as more. Check them out today. A large meal deal sandwich coming your way for our word of the week. Merritt gives a word, I give a word, Big Daddy gives a word, and then you have to use them in an email, however you want. It can make sense. It can be funny. It can be a poem. It can be a limerick. It can be on any topic that you want to talk about. Our words of the week. I don't even know who to start with here. Let's start with Merritt. Merritt, your word of the week is what?
Grass.
Grass. Okay. Merritt's word is grass. Tony, you going to use a word that's in the English vocabulary this week?
Yes, I am. I'm going
to use one that's fairly easy to use.
I'm going to use Butler. Billy Butler stole a base yesterday for the Royals.
That's good, because that could be used a lot of different ways. Butler. Grass, Butler. My word. My word shall be disappointment. Disappointment, grass, Butler. You use those three words any way you want this week in an email. Send it to us. Grass, Butler, disappointment. I can already see how two of those will come together. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776.
We got TB from Kearney on the Bruce Furniture fan line.
TB is standing by, coming out of the man cave, apparently. TB, what's going on?
Well, a couple things. First, I just want to know, when is your head not numb?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
And second, you're talking about UNL coaches. I figure you get rid of Doc, you get rid of Anderson, maybe we can get some guy that's part-time lacrosse coach come in and help with the basketball team. Maybe we can get a guy and help with both teams. So a two-for-one. And then you guys did make some sense on the not driving clear to North Platte, but they've opened up a can of worms now. Where do you break that off on how far you're going to make team? You know, they move a little bit away, and let's say it was Kearney and Millard West. Where are they going to play that? You're going to play it in New York?
Oh, they had to play it at North Platte. I'm sure this is a metro rule. I'm sure this is definitely a metro rule.
It's always for Metro and Lincoln. I guarantee if it's been Kearney having to travel to Omaha, they've been down there playing someplace.
Well, if we get a lacrosse coach to come in for Coach A, we'll let you know.
Hey, tell him to come in and I'll do a little recruiting for him.
Thanks.
Sponge might be. You know, Sponge has got a little time off. Maybe we can get him down there and help him out.
Well, we'll effort Coach Sponge next week as they go to state. We'll ask him that very question. Thanks, TB.
If he quit or if he got fired.
we'll ask him that question, too.
Thanks, TB. TB firing in on the show today. Couple of things. A lot of things went on over the weekend, and Michael Sevier is going to join us here in just a moment to talk about Huskers at the NFL Combine. Alex Henry didn't test well, they say. What does that mean? I don't need my kicker running anything under a 5 flat 40. Roy Helu did do well. Niles Paul did well in some areas. His numbers weren't as high in others. Those are guys that have already tested out. DB's going today. Some Huskers don't have to worry about that. But, Tony, over the weekend, you got to attend the great fight card at the Heartland Events Center. I heard it was rocking at the fight. I heard it was a decent weekend at Fodder Park. I heard there was nearly 2,000 people at the Nebraska Danger scrimmage on Friday night. I heard it was a good weekend to just camp out there in GI.
Well, it was a fun deal to see this Showtime. Showtime, obviously, we waited 20 minutes to get the main event underway. It was what it was cracked up to be. You certainly saw a different style of boxing when these guys are fighting for the world championship or the world's lightweight championship. They came out very technical. They weren't throwing wildly like some of the undercard. We saw some great knockouts in the undercard. We saw some knees lock up and people go down on their noses. The crowd got into it. Almost every fighter that came from somewhere that had a Husker had some piece of Husker memorabilia on to get to try and get the crowd behind them. But it was a fun deal. Terrence Crawford, I believe is a young man's name from Omaha, is now 13-0 with 10 KOs. Had the guy come out. He fought, I believe he was from Wisconsin when it was all said and done. The guy wouldn't shake his hands in the middle of the ring. Then they finally shook hands, and the guy shoved him. Then they come out in the first round, knocks him out. That was the highlight before the fight started. And then DeMarco winning over Reyes Sanchez. And now he will be, it's a mandatory. He will get a shot at the world championship.
12-round unanimous decision. Well, he's not going to fight, though, because it's his cousin that holds the title. And they fight and train together, so he's not going to fight his cousin for the world championship. So one of them is either going to have to gain some weight or lose some weight, I'm guessing.
He's 25-2 now.
Back at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Monday. You know, they have an award-winning show at an award-winning radio station. It's a suburb of Council Bluffs. They like to call it Omaha. Unsportsmanlike conduct airs from 2 to 6. You know, every Monday through Friday. And the backbone of that show is joining us next here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's in the studio doing all the work. It's kind of like me and you, Tony. You know, Kugler's gone 90% of the time running off around the world. You're gone about 60% of the time. But actually, Kugler works when he's gone. You're fishing or bronzing or getting a pedicure or something.
Mostly using bronzer. Mike L. Sevier joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you this morning, sir?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Well, great to have you on the program. You know, when we're talking to everybody about NFL and Combine, we know that you watch film and you're kind of a geek that way. But we love having you on the program. I don't want to jump right into that Combine stuff. I want to know about what's going on with the Omaha Nighthawks, because obviously that was another one of your gigs here in the first year. I'm down there at State Wrestling. I see how the new ballpark's coming along. What's the big story in Omaha right now?
Well, Nighthawks aren't really the big story right now. The UFL overall being fairly broke is kind of a big story for some people, but they know the Nighthawks have already started selling season tickets for next year, because last year, if you had season tickets at Rosenblatt Stadium, you were automatically guaranteed tickets at TD Ameritrade Park, so people have already put their names in for those tickets, so they're going to have big crowds. It's the rest of the UFL, which each team lost about $10 million last year. Most teams haven't paid a lot of the guys that worked for them, facilities they used. Just haven't paid a lot of bills yet. So, I mean, that's kind of a big story overall. But the Nighthawks, they're actually kind of on firm footing. They have head coach, of course, Joe Mobley, the new head coach, former head of TD Ameritrade. They have their same general manager who was there before, Rick Mueller. So they're in good shape. Some of the other teams in the league, not so much. I give it one more year, Doug, one more year. And if the lockout happens, Nighthawks and UFL get on Sundays, then they could actually maybe make it. But if there's no lockout, then the UFL will probably be the last year for this one.
They will have another year, though.
Definitely. I mean, what happened was about a month ago now, the board of directors all got together, which are the owners of all the teams in the league, and they determined, yes, let's have another year. We will fund it. They go to the people that provide their funding sources. They said, yes, no problem, let's do this. So they guaranteed one more year for sure. They're hoping, of course, to have the lockout happen. People can see them when the NFL's gone, maybe even pick up some NFL players from the fringe, get those on, and then people start liking them. That's what they're hoping for. If that doesn't happen, I don't know if they have more than one more year, because of the amount of money they're losing per year.
Michael Sevier joins us. He's the co-host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct in Omaha. When I was down for State Wrestling, I was impressed on how much it looked like they were making progress on the new ballpark. I know inside they got a lot of work to do. Are they on schedule? Is everything good with that?
They are. That's what they're saying. The issue, talking to people who work inside the stadium, is that they have problems with flooding. They have problems with getting water off of that surface. And so they tried a bunch of things initially, then finally they dug, like, basically trenches or canals, the old Suez Canal, right out of the stadium onto one of the, like, Mike Fahey Boulevard down there to get the water out of it. That's their big issue. And that's going to be a big issue again when the rainy season happens in April and May. But they say they're on track. The first game to be played there will be a Creighton-Nebraska game. which will be in April or early May, and they think they'll be fine to go for the College World Series when it comes around in June.
Okay, now the real question is, how many dollars worth of TVs is in the new GJ's dugout down there?
The one downtown?
Yeah.
Oh man, I'd say, well, the big screen, which is, what, 75 feet or 75 inches or whatever that thing is. I mean, 8 feet, yeah, 75 feet, right? The big, huge TV, I believe that one costs something like $10,000. After that, I have no idea. There are a lot of TVs downtown, and they make a lot of noise. I don't know if you guys saw the story. The neighbors are complaining they make too much noise on Friday and Saturday nights because of the blazing piano shows. So they're complaining about the noise. I'm like, it's good to have economy downtown. Why are you complaining about the noise? But those people down there, you know, that they've been quiet for so long in that area, and now they have a little bit of noise.
Michael Severe, co-host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct in Omaha, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, where they talk about things three times as much as we do. And I know you guys have been having a little fun with the basketball, but boy, what a disaster on Saturday, Michael. Do we quit talking about it altogether?
Well, you know, I guess we're going to have some NIT talk, and hopefully they can win a couple down the stretch and maybe one in the tournament and the Big 12 tournament and get into the NIT. I feel so bad. I bet you guys do, too, for Lance Jeter. I mean, that boy all year long has played his ass off. He goes into that game against Iowa State, and it's the best game he has probably his whole career, and does everything he can, and you got guys like Jorge Diaz dropping passes inside, McCray not wanting to go to the hole, Richardson not taking open shots at times. I just feel so bad for Lance Jeter this season. His last chance to get to the tournament, and the rest of the team doesn't step up in most of the games. I feel bad for him. We will talk about it when they get into the NIT, hopefully, if they get in the NIT. But, yeah, for the most part, all the bubble discussion, all the Nebraska ball hashtags on Twitter, they're done for now.
You know, it's funny you bring up, the first guy you bring up is Diaz dropping those two bounce passes that were going to be dunks or for sure lay-ins by him that would have given us both the lead both times. And I just shook my head. Against Kansas State, he was near terrible. And then this week, just an embarrassment. I could not believe it. I could not. You're right on Jeter, though. He did play his ass off.
Well, maybe Diaz got the keys to Tierra Park. Who knows? I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. But let's jump into the NFL Combine. Michael watches this
sure.
And loves the draft and loves watching what's going on with ex-Huskers. Let's start with the Huskers. What stood out from the first few days of the Combine to you?
Well, by far, Roy, hello. I mean, it's so funny. They called him on the count at the Combine, if you watched it, Helu is what they kept calling him. And as I remember him saying to us at Media Day a long time ago, it's Roy. Hello. And so they didn't ask his name the whole time. But what he did was he ran the sixth best 40 time, did a 4.42 just behind DeMarco Murray, another guy that followed the Big 12. No, he's 4.41. But then he translated that and went into all of the exercises. He was one of the best in the short shuttle. He was one of the best in the three cone. He was the best in the 60 shuttle. He had a nice vert. He didn't lift that well in the bench, but everything else, he won three different exercises, again, finished sixth in the 40. What does all that translate into? I don't think a whole lot. I mean, if you watch Roy on tape, you know he has good speed. Missouri game shows you what he has for top-end speed. He's fine there. I think some of the teams that maybe had taken him off the board because they worried that he didn't break enough tackles, maybe they take a second look at him. But I think the teams that have liked Roy all along, the 10 or 15 teams, will still like him the same, and I don't think it's going to change much. I still say he's a late third, maybe fourth-round pick. If the backs go earlier than we expect in the second and third round, then maybe he can move up. But right now, he probably ranks somewhere in 10 or 11 in the backs overall.
Obviously, everybody's waiting to see what Prince does. Are you surprised that Prince is even at the Combine?
No. You know what's funny? It's about 5 years. It's been 5 years or 4 years since the NFL Network has been televising the Combine. Since that happened, more of the big guys, Marcel Darius went today, who was considered the number one defensive tackle. Farley, the kid from Auburn, he went today. He ran. He did everything. A lot of the guys are doing the exercises now. Cam Newton on Sunday, he did all the exercises. Mark Ingram, the back out of Alabama, did all the exercises. You had a couple guys, Daquan Bowers, who's a big name, it could be first or second overall out of Clemson. He didn't, but most of the guys do. I'm not surprised at all. Prince wants to go out there, and as he says, be transparent, show everybody he can do the exercises, and he needs to prove something. There are people that don't believe he runs a fast 40, which doesn't mean a whole lot to me because Joe Hayden ran a 4.59, and Joe Hayden was one of the best corners last year as a rookie. But there are people that are sitting there saying he doesn't run a fast enough 40. He needs to go out there and run in the mid 4.4s, finish all of that, and then move on and get ready for his pro day in the draft.
Michael Sevier joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of Nebraska fans are going to be curious about Niles Paul. Is this an important combine for Niles, and how did you think he did? It looked like good in some things, average in others.
Well, he was fairly average across the board. I know Niles wanted to run in the 4.4s, and I think he thought he could. His first time was a 5.59. His second 4.59. His second run, they didn't show on TV. He claims it was a 4.45 on Twitter. That's what he put out there. The NFL has him officially at 4.51, which is okay. I mean, it's not, you know, guys, it's not the guys running in the high 4.3s, and it's not the average big running back, I mean, wide receiver. For what he does, being physical, playing well on special teams, and maybe being a third down wide receiver who plays out of the slot, I think that's okay. He's not going to improve his position when he did in the combine, but I don't think his position is going to go down either. I think he's still right around a fourth or fifth round pick. Guys, they're going to look at him as soon as they move away from the elite wide receivers and say, what else does this guy do? Oh, he returns kicks, he returns punts, and he will play on the other side of special teams. That'll get him, I think we'll get him drafted somewhere in the fourth or fifth round.
The most accurate kicker ever. Where will he be drafted?
Well, you know, it's weird because you have different years. I compare him a little bit. Remember Mike Nugent when he came out? I mean, that was a guy they looked and they said, okay, he was incredibly accurate in college. Maybe we can take him a little bit early. San Diego jumps up. They take him early. And he's had a decent career. Ends up with the Jets. But, I mean, you look at what Alex Henry is. Alex Henry is not only the most consistent kicker, he's got a big leg. And so that takes him apart from all the other guys that are out there. There's a lot of guys. Kid from Oklahoma State has got a very accurate leg, but he doesn't have the strength that Alex Henry is. I say start looking around late third round. Watch for a team that had lost a bunch of games last year by 1, 2, 3 with missed field goals.
Dallas.
Look for that team. Dallas could be one of them. But you know what? Dallas has a litany of free agents running in there as field goal kickers over the years. Jerry believes he can go get free agents, get guys out of a classroom, bring them in, and have them kick for him. It's got to be a team that's drafted before over the last 15 years, a kicker. And start looking late third round. I wouldn't be surprised if he's gone by the fourth. If he's there at the fifth, he's a value pick at that point. I think he'll be gone by then. His leg's too strong. This is a guy who went to the Senior Bowl and as a punter and in practice kicked a 59-yarder with ease. And people there said it could have been good for 65. So coaches have seen him. The scouts have seen him. They know what he can do with his legs. So I'd be surprised if he's there in the fifth round. I think he's going to go a lot earlier than most kickers would.
Michael Pierre-Allen going today, and then Dejon Gomes, Eric Hag, Prince goes tomorrow. How many of these guys do you think are going to get drafted?
I don't think, Pierre had a horrible Senior Bowl week. The practices in the Senior Bowl are so important because they film all of that. And then they make copies, and they send them to all the teams. Even though they watched him one time, they want to watch him over. And Pierre never did anything special. He never beat the tackle outside with a speed rush. He never beat a guy with a bull rush. He had no other move like a hump move or an over-under or a spin move, nothing else. He didn't do anything special. I think he went from being a fourth or fifth round pick to either being a seventh round pick or not drafted. Today at the combine, he didn't work out. He cited a hamstring issue. So he didn't work out. He didn't do anything. So he'll have his pro day in Lincoln. He'll be able to do some of those things, run the 40, and lift the 225 as many times as he can. I just don't look at him as being special in any way. This is the best defensive line draft in 25 years, guys, no doubt. You have seven guys that will probably go in the first round, just a defensive tackle. Then you have the ends you throw in that will go. You could have maybe 15 guys off of the defensive line, along with the hybrid guys, that go in the first round. He's not that kind of guy. So maybe so many guys go early that he gets drafted late, but I wouldn't draft him because he doesn't do anything special.
Mike,
and in terms of Prince, the other guys, Gomes and Hag, both have to show they can run the 40 and run it fast. If they can do that, maybe they get drafted in the sixth or seventh round. Problem with Hag is he's got no position. I mean, where does he play? Is he a free safety? Is he a strong safety? He's certainly not a linebacker like he played in college. There's no real defined position for him. For Gomes, I think Gomes is a strong safety. The question is, does he have the kind of speed they want, makeup speed? We know he can come down the box, but can he get behind that deepest guy? I don't know. Those two guys have to run well. Prince, run his 40. If he does it, if he has a really nice 40, I think he's a lock for a top 10 pick. 9 at Dallas for sure. He's not getting past there. But overall, I think all three of those guys have to run good 40s. Gomes and Hag have to run to get drafted. Prince has to run to be in the top 15 picks.
Michael, from what you saw between these quarterbacks, do you got a favorite and an overall number one that stands out? Cam Newton, Blaine Gabbert, is it Mallett? Who is it in your mind?
You know, I'm not a huge Gabbert fan, and not because he plays for Missouri. It's because of the things he can't do. He's not that great with his feet. Going left much like the bowl game, you saw the interception he threw going left. He's always had a problem with that. He doesn't do a lot of things great, but he's the most solid out of all the guys. I think Gabbert goes first. I think Cam Newton, because of all the upside he has and the fact that he's a physical specimen that you that some coaches will look at and say, I can make that guy into a great quarterback. He'll get drafted next. Then I think there's a bunch of question marks. Locker, of course, was inaccurate his entire college career. Mallett, the question is about off the field. How is he going to handle himself? Is he the next Ryan Lee? I think he, out of all of them, throws the best ball by far. And then after that, you get to the other project guys, Colin Kaepernick, who had the highest RPMs thrown at the combine and is just a physical specimen. You start getting in the guys that Ricky Stanley, the other question marks. But top, I think it's got to be Gabbert because he has the least amount of question marks. He's played 3 years. He's been a starter. He's won games. He's got a big arm. He's got the size. He's very smart. There's no real takeaway from him besides the fact that I think his feet aren't very good. And when he does move in the pocket, he tends to make some mistakes.
Well, he's given us a lot of time on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning from the number one sports talk show in Nebraska, just edging ours out, of course, Michael Sevier. Hey, Michael, last question. We'll let you go. Spring ball's 12 days away. We've had all the coaching changes. Do you like where Nebraska is sitting, for lack of a better word?
Yeah, if you mean overall with the coaching staff or with the team in
just
general?
Just heading into spring ball.
They have so many question marks, Doug. I mean, the running back position. You have one guy returning with carries. You have two young guys who aren't here that are going to be contributing a lot. You have Austin Jones that you don't know about. You know, Collins Okafor you don't really know about. It's such a so many questions at running back, and this is a team that said already, new offensive coordinator, Beck says, we're going to run the ball. Well, that's great. Who are you going to run it with? Wide receiver. You got one guy, you know, that you can be sure of in Brandon Kinney. Everybody else, question mark. Offensive line, who's your right tackle? Are you comfortable with Marcell Jones? What about left tackle? You did that rotation last year. And then in the secondary, you lost the best, and I have not been a Nebraska fan my whole life, so I'm going to say this off of what I've watched. This is the best secondary overall that they've ever had that I've seen. Okay, that's putting into the Bullish brothers being back there with Lornell and those guys. That's looking at that secondary. This is the best secondary I've ever seen. Well, you lost the key to it. You lost Haig. You lost Gomes. You lost Prince. There's so many question marks. I love the coaching staff moves. The team overall has got a lot of work to do in those practices and then over the summer to get ready for the fall. It's going to be a tough schedule. By the time they play Wisconsin, they better be ready because they're going to run the ball down their throats.
Michael, we're hearing this morning that Braylon Hurd has become academically eligible. Are you hearing that?
Yeah, same thing. 73 QM is what he needed, right, to get that eligibility off of the ACT? I hope so. He's a special athlete. Only thing is now they'll have three guys who are very similar. You know, Abdullah is a smaller version of Braylon Hurd. A bigger version of Braylon Hurd is the other kid out of Texas. They have right now, if Braylon Hurd gets there, three identical backs, Burkhead, and then who's the big back? Who's the guy that's going to come in there and punish people? Is it Collins Okafor? And plays down that I've seen outside of spring ball. So who's the big guy? There's so many question marks, even with Braylon Hurd thrown in. But the kid's great. He's got great balance, and he's got top-end speed like most guys don't have that's on that roster.
Michael, we'll let you go. Get ready for your program. Always enjoy listening to it. Thanks for giving us your insight today, and hope to see you soon, buddy.
All right, Doug. Appreciate it, Daddy.
Take care. Michael Sevier joining us from Unsportsmanlike Conduct. Of course, you can hear them from 2 to 6. Go to 1620thezone.com if you want to listen to Unsportsmanlike Conduct, 1620thezone.com. That's scary. Shouldn't have asked him. I'm scared. We'll be back with more after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas. For $5 each, go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Michael Holand claims the best steak he ever ate was at a small cafe in Northern California. They said it was a secret marinade recipe. Years later, a relative bought the cafe owner's house and found that secret recipe in a cupboard. You can find that same original recipe marinade now made by Holand One Farms. Ask your grocer where they stock the Holand One Farms products. Click on the Holand One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Holand One story.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine in our forecast today with high pressure sitting overhead. It's expect high temperatures in the low 40s. And we'll see clear conditions tonight with a low temperature near 20. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Danieski. Right now, 25.
Jesse is a friend. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we are transferring from winter sports season into spring sports season, and they've got all the gear you need at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Maybe you're going out just to watch a little bit of golf. Maybe you're going out to watch a little bit of soccer, a little bit of track. Well, you're going to need a hooded sweatshirt, maybe a jacket. They're going to take care of you with the great brand names at Misco Sports. And, of course, a great selection of shoes, whether you just want to work out personally or you are the athlete going out for track or soccer or baseball or softball. They've got all the gear you need. Order your baseball and softball uniforms today before all the good ones are gone. Hate showing up at the field. I mean, if you know, looking like the other team. I mean, you're better than them. I know that, but you don't want to look like them.
They're waiting for you.
It's just crazy. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week. The Nebraska Football Spring Coaches Clinic will be highlighted by Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops. Now that we're not in the Big 12, we can have these coaches come up. It was weird because a story came out last week when the Husker volleyball team hired a new assistant coach who came from UCLA, by the way. And I want to know what the connection is there with Lauren Cook, who went to Houston back, and so he's going to be the new assistant. But then it said, and Nebraska's non-conference schedule for the fall has been finalized. They'll go here to this tournament. They'll go to this tournament. They'll host the Emeritus Classic. And then finally, they will wrap up non-conference play against Iowa State. And I went, what? Oh, yeah. Iowa State would be a non-conference game this fall for the Huskers.
And you mentioned UCLA. UCLA baseball coach John Savage set to join us later in the week. So
big series. The Bruins come in to take
number
on the Huskers.
Two in all the land.
Yeah, so not a cupcake schedule, although the Huskers went 2-2 this weekend. A lot of work to do and a tough loss yesterday. There were some errors on both sides that decided that baseball game. Nebraska will host UNK on Wednesday as their home opener, and then the Lopers have their home opener this weekend. It's also conference play.
Well, people out there butchering Cash Galkowski, dropping a fly ball. That's one of the errors that we had. Lost in the sun to end the game, should have ended the game. He drove in three runs. So without Cash, he wouldn't have been there in the ninth anyway.
Yeah, let's not be giving up 10 runs to Sam Houston State anyway, huh?
Right on that. We got to go to the Dent Popper inbox real quick. Tom and Hastings chimed in. Hey, Daddy, how about letting Morgan Hicks? So I said, who's Morgan Hicks? That's the women's rifle coach, he says. Have a shot at coaching the men's basketball team. Sure can't do any worse.
Yikes. Well, we are pleased to be joined here on the Doug and Daddy Show by the head coach of the Amherst Lady Broncos, whose school and squad will be making their second ever trip to the state tournament and take on the top seed in West Point Central Catholic Thursday night at 7 o'clock at Lincoln Southwest. And you'll hear the game on Classic Hits 98.9. Nikki Eckout joins us this morning. Coach, congratulations. It was a hard-fought win. You've had some hard-fought wins in the conference championship, the district championship. You think this may prove as a good thing going down to Lincoln?
Oh, I think it probably will. I know my hairdresser's liking it because, you know, she's getting the color of my hair about every week just so it's not completely gray.
Nikki, when you look at the whole field in D1, is it clear-cut favorites? What's your thought of the whole field of the eight teams?
Well, you know, when I started, I mean, you look at West Point Central Catholic, and they've got like 49 points. I mean, they're way above everybody else when you look at the, you know, power points. But you start looking at, you know, their schedule, their conference. It's all Class C1. There's a Class B school they play, C2. You know, I mean, of course their points are going to be higher. So, I have a tape on them. I've watched them. They don't, you know, to me, they look like a good basketball team. And is that, and they're, you know, obviously number one. So I don't see anything on it that just says, man, I kind of wish we wouldn't even have made it because who wants to go play that buzzsaw? You know, I see some really, some athletic girls. I see some real physical players. But, I mean, I don't mind where we're at. I'm okay with where we're at. I don't see it being anything that we should be totally scared of, I guess.
I'll tell you what, Amherst is 19-5, and that's about the best record I've ever seen for an 8 seed. So D1 is loaded this year, and Amherst has put together some pretty good games this season. The games that they have lost since Christmas have been by one and in overtime. Coach, what has continued to get better about this team? Everybody wants to know about Hammond, and she can sure do a lot of things, and she's going to have a great game Thursday. But what about the other aspects of this team that have gotten better in the last month?
Yeah, we've had some kids who maybe were probably, in my mind, just strictly role players, get the ball into Shelby. We've had those girls maybe turn around and to turn into more true scorers, you know, and I'm kind of talking about Kylie Haynes and Mariah Tobenheim. I never would have dreamt that Mo, what we call her Mo, would be putting in 17 points on any given night. You know, I wouldn't have necessarily dreamt that at the beginning of the season. So she was a nice surprise, but defensively, I think we've picked it up. That's kind of helped keep the games close or you know, within our reach for a lot of the season. Just team unity. The girls understand that Shelby, yeah, she's the go-to girl, but on the same page, Shelby understands that when she's getting shut down, she's got some other kids that can score too. So it's just been fun.
Nikki, I guess the number one thing probably is going to have to be to hit some outside shots so they don't just collapse on her, right?
Right, and they, you know, from the film that I got and the 3 or 4 scouting reports that I have on them, they play a 2-3 zone. And the team that I watched, it's the Norfolk Catholic tape that I have, and they do, they got a ton of outside shots. So, yeah, if we can knock down some outside shots and open up that middle a little bit, or even, you know, just even get some good looks to grab some rim and then let Shelby get in there and do her work on the rebounding side of things. I like our chances.
Coach Nikki Eckout joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, taking Amherst to the state tournament for the second time in school history. Every time we talk to a coach that hasn't been used to being there, or more specifically, the kids haven't been used to being there, where does the excitement end and the preparation part begin?
That's a really good question. I'm not real sure I know the answer. We're still having a lot of fun, and you know, we're gonna head down there, go down early Thursday morning, and stop and shoot around somewhere. I think maybe Doan College or something, and you know, try to get our focus on maybe catch a game at 2 o'clock. I think there's a 2 o'clock game being played at Southwest. We might go catch that one. Just kind of try to get them a little bit focused and into the idea that, you know, it's just another high school gymnasium. It's just another game, and try to get the nerves out, because I think that's going to be the biggest the biggest problem that we have is our nerves. I think will be something that we got to try to get over. So,
Nikki, obviously heading into this year, you knew you had a pretty good group of girls. Did you expect 19-5, and did you always expect the state tournament all along?
Well, I'm going to tell you that before Christmas, no. But then after the holiday tournament and the way they looked at me when we talked at halftime of the Kearney Catholic game, you know, and I said, girls, are you seeing that you can play with these guys? This is, you know, this is a quality team. And you're seeing now that you're as good as they are and that you can play with them. Just kind of got a little different look in their eyes, a little different attitude about them. And it was probably then when, you know, that they all going to state word got thrown around. And I probably didn't take it too seriously, but I knew it could be at least a goal that was possible, especially looking ahead at our sub-districts and knowing that, you know, there wasn't anybody in there that was just, you know, oh, man, it stinks that we had to get them, you know. So I'd say seriously after Christmas, after the holiday tournament, it became a goal, and then even more realistic after the conference tournament. And, you know, like I said, it's just been so much fun. I've had a real good time.
Nikki, we'll let you get back to class or lunch or whatever's next on your schedule, and we'll see you Thursday night in Lincoln. Congratulations on a great season to this point, and best of luck Thursday.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care, Nikki Eckout, head girls basketball coach at Amherst. Tomorrow, Randy Carpenter of Lexington, Trent Benjamin of Holdridge. We're going to continue to effort more coaches as the week progresses and as the state tournament draws near, where you're going to see a lot of big, tough, strong kids.
That's right, and they get that way by going to Complete Nutrition, two conveniently located cities right in our backyard, Kearney and Grand Island. They're just off of Highway 281, located just north of Gordman's, right next to Famous Footwear, right over there in Grand Island. It's open for you now. You want to call them to talk to a consultant, they've got that number at 382-8663. That's in Grand Island, or 338-1348 in Kearney. CompleteNutrition.com. Talk about the CTS 360, the complete toning system. Includes three levels of fat burners plus tone and night formula. Whether you want weight loss, whether you're looking to build muscle mass, whether you're looking for a protein shake, they've got it all for you. Complete Nutrition, Kearney and Grand Island. Call them today.
Folks, get those three-word emails in. Our three words are disappointment, butler, and grass. Put those three words in an email, send them to us here at the Doug and Daddy Show, and you'll have a chance at a big Dally Deli sandwich. We'll have a chance to wrap up the show in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth next.
What if I told you a big-time beer company wants to be your official sponsor? What would you say? But I'm not a pro athlete with a bajillion dollars. I'm just an everyman. Well, guess what, everyman? Miller High Life wants to be the official beer of you. So come on and get sponsored just for doing what you do. That's what living the high life is all about. Go to MillerHighLife.com to get your official contract and check.
No beer purchase required. Open to legal U.S. residents 21 or older. Void where prohibited. Offer ends April 30th. Full terms and conditions at MillerHighLife.com. With great beer comes great responsibility. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I'm here today with Ray and Honey Smith.
Hello.
Looks like you two lovebirds.
We dress alike.
Whoa, those matching pantsuits remind me of Geico and 21st Century Insurance. They're the same, too. Both offer the same great coverage, same no-hassle claim service. They're basically the same.
Like our matching fanny packs?
Yeah, and drivers who switch from Geico to 21st save an average of $474 a year.
Want to see our matching tank tops?
We're out of time, folks. For a free rate quote, visit us online at 21st.com. 21st Century Insurance. The same great coverage for less.
One thing that fish find irresistible is live bait, like minnows. Problem is, their appetite gets them in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying minnows and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and stinky, crawly, luscious bait that fish just can't resist. For all your fishing bait needs and summer water toys, see the Boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281. For repair and used boat sales, too, log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
District basketball action continues tonight on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hastings and Adams Central will battle in the B5 boys semifinals tonight at 6 on ESPN 1550, while Class C district finals will be heard on 1230 AM KHAS between St. Cecilia and Centennial. The Breeze 94.5 FM has Minden and Ainsworth, and Classic Hits 98.9 has Ravenna and West Holt. All games tipping off at 7 o'clock tonight.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine in our forecast today with high pressure sitting overhead. Expect high temperatures in the low 40s. And we'll see clear conditions tonight with a low temperature near 20. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Danieski. Right now, 25.
Doug and Daddy's show back with you in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Don't forget, last day of Ram Truck Month. Get in and get your favorite truck at the Midway Auto Group, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Chevy Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. It's going on now through, well, till they close tonight.
Pretty
simple.
What?
Get on thinkmidway.com and find out all the details. And Andy and Ryan and all the great sales staff going to help you out. Check out the Laramie Longhorn, the luxury truck of Texas. You can also check out all of the great new Silverados and Avalanches. It's right there at the Midway Auto Group, thinkmidway.com. Got some great guests to join us a little bit later on in the week, but a couple of more things that we need to get to before this show is over. As you just heard, all the district basketball action that's going on tonight on our network of stations. We'll also be bringing you UNK heading on to the RMAC tournament. They're going to have their hands full. The men are the 8th seed. They take on the conference champion Colorado Mines tomorrow night. The women, they take on the defending national runner-up Fort Lewis. Fort Lewis was upset over the weekend, so they fall to the number 2 seed. Both those games are tomorrow. UNK wins the Super Regional 4 in wrestling. 6 members head to the NCAA tournament, which is going to be at UNK. 3 of those conference champs, T.J. Hepburn, Dalton Jensen, Joey Wilson.
Good for them. Good for them. That was all the way in San Francisco.
Yeah, so they win it. Western State is second. Loper baseball team went 1-1 yesterday, winning 4-2 and losing 17-16. Hastings baseball 1-2 at Oklahoma Wesleyan. Cassie Keckett, 3 home runs for the UNK softball team yesterday as they swept Shadron. They played 2 more games today.
Feel that, Eagles.
Hey, and the Huskers softball team tying the best record in start of school history, 14-2 after 2 wins yesterday. UNK men, your RMAC indoor champions. The women finish in 5th. Storm went 0-2 over the weekend, and they will host Omaha on Friday. We got to get that storm ship righted. Folks, don't wait. Get your prescriptions at USave Pharmacy. 5 minutes or less, they've got the drive-through, free mail out and delivery, and you can always text to 627-8432. They accept all your insurance plans, and you can get many of their generic drugs for $10, and it'll last you 100 days. USave Pharmacy, conveniently located on 2nd Avenue, just south of Dairy Queen. Thanks to Michael Severe and Nikki Eckout for joining us on the show today. We've got more Combine Talk and State Girls Basketball tomorrow, plus Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
Yeah, if you got a question, John Chris, scout.com, joins us tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.